You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella has confirmed that ousted OpenAI CEO Sam Altman will be joining Microsoft. Sam Altman and Greg Brockman will be leading a new advanced AI research team, Nadella said on X, formerly known as Twitter. Sam Altman was sacked by OpenAI as the CEO on Friday. After this, Meera Murati was appointed as the interim CEO and she tried to bring back Altman. However, earlier today it was reported that Altman will not be returning to OpenAI. Emmett Shear, the former CEO of Twitch, was said to be the new interim CEO of the artificial intelligence research organization OpenAI. Altman's tenure at OpenAI abruptly concluded when the company's board accused him of a lack of transparency in communication. In some more news from the tech world, Meta has discarded its artificial intelligence-based unit. The unit was responsible for management of AI ventures after their creation and implementation, as stated by Cointelegraph. According to Cointelegraph, a report stated that many associates of Meta's responsible AI division have shifted to the company's generative AI product unit. From what it's understood, certain members even shifted to the company's AI infrastructure domain. This development has happened over Facebook's parent company, coming close to its year of efficiency, as was stated by Mark Zuckerberg, CEO Meta, during a February earnings conference. Based on Cointelegraph's data, the report mentioned that individuals belonging to Meta's responsible AI division have been sent across different units of the company. Meanwhile, Blue Dart Express Limited on Monday announced that it has entered into a partnership with India Post. With this collaboration, it said, Blue Dart is introducing automated digital parcel lockers at selected post offices, offering customers an additional delivery method. It said, quote, this innovation allows consignees to conveniently retrieve their shipments from digital parcel lockers, doing away with the need for personal receipts or signing for a package. These digital parcel lockers keep their contents secure and are easily accessible, unquote. The recipient can retrieve the package from the locker by entering the assigned code. Additionally, it said that the deliveries can be collected at any time and only authorized personnel can access the packages. In some more industry news, troubled quick commerce startup Dunzo has migrated all its employee accounts to Zoho Workspace from Google to bring down costs by at least a third. Google Workspace is priced at about $1,600 per user each month under the enterprise plan, while Zoho charges a portion of that at ₹489 for similar offerings. A Dunzo spokesperson commented on the matter saying, quote, this migration is just a regular business decision. There were some initial teething issues for the first couple of days, but all of these have been ironed out now, unquote. The company's auditor, Deloitte, during the regulatory filing, cast doubt on the company being a going concern after net loss ballooned to ₹1,802 crores in FY23. Moving on, net leasing of commercial office space in India will stagnate this fiscal at 32 to 34 million square feet, with global uncertainties brewing caution among key tenant categories, said a report by Crisil Ratings. It further added that the inherent strengths of the Indian market and increasing shift to return to office should help demand pick up over the medium term, keeping credit profiles of office asset owners stable. In India, commercial office space is mostly dominated by technology companies, with information technology and IT-enabled services companies occupying 42 to 45% of the operational stock. Global capability centers of multinational corporations have also emerged as a key category of tenants in the past few years, occupying around a third of the total stock. Over to healthcare. A US shortage of the new generic version of Vyvanse, an ADHD medication, is due in part to federal limits on production, according to an industry group representing generic drug makers, a Bloomberg report said. Manufacturers haven't been able to secure enough raw material to launch their products at full commercial scale, according to a letter from the Association for Accessible Medicines addressed to the Drug Enforcement Administration, which sets the limits on production that the industry must follow. These restrictions on obtaining the drug's active ingredients have curbed generic manufacturing, and people and insurers are paying more for the branded drug as a result, the letter says. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended lower for the second consecutive session on November 20th, with Nifty around 19,700. Top losers on the Nifty included Adani Enterprises, MNM, Bajaj Finance, SBI Life Insurance and Bajaj Finserv, while gainers were Divis Labs, Bharti Airtel, HCL Technologies, Wipro and ONGC. On the sectoral front, Information Technology Index up 0.6% and Healthcare Index up 0.3%, while selling is seen in the Auto, Capital Goods, FMCG, Realty names. BSE Mid-Cap Index ended flat, while Small-Cap Index rose 0.4%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.